Ei, tēnā rā koutou katoa e te iwi hakoronga mai nei ki tō tātou taonga te reo irirangi o te hiko o te ika, iwa tukou mawhitu ira tahi te iarere. Ai, ko te kai korero e whaeke nei, ko ahorangi tūhono Justin Fernandez, mai waipapa taumatarau, ko te whare wānanga o Tāmiki Makaurau. Ai, ki te korero e pānaki tēnei o ngā kaupapa, kia āta tātari me pēhia rā, te kite i wene o ngā tūmama mate, Hinengaru I tēnei wā, nō reira me tahi ake tātou ki aia, tēnā koe, Justin.
Kia ora, how are you?
Good, thank you. Appreciate you taking the time out of your day to join us on our radio station up here in Kaitaia, Te Huku o Te Ika. So give us a little bit more of a kōrero about this brain scanning project that aims to find clues for diagnosing ADHD. But let's start off with yourself. Are you able to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit more about who you are and where you're from?
Okay, so my name is Justin Fernandez, and thanks. And I work very closely with the Mater Medical Research Institute trying to search for clues. And what we're trying to do here is see if we can speed up the diagnostic process. We all know, people with ADHD present different types of symptoms, and also now it's very hard, to get a definite diagnosis. We're working very closely with the community down there, with experts, psychiatrists, medical physicists, to try and find a way of helping speed up that diagnosis. I've been working on this for a number of years with colleagues from down in Gisborne, and we're getting closer, and we hope that this recent grant with Mars over the next 3 years will get us much closer to that holy grail of finding out an MRI-based biomarker for ADHD.
Mm. And previous to this, how has ADHD been diagnosed so far? Are you able to share a little bit more around that?
Yeah, typically what happens is, they have ADHD, they will go and see either a GP or a clinical psychologist or a psychiatrist who will then put them through a battery of many months. And they all, of course, have different perspective views. And so that's the challenge because, one of the things is that it takes such a long time and they're not, I guess, making use of all these really good technologies that we have, such as MRI. So this is basically help inform that clinical decision-making.
And so with this project itself, it is really looking at speeding up the process and being able to help those that are potentially diagnosed with ADHD and trying to help the family to recognize this sooner rather than later.
That's exactly right. And we're trying to do it in a very whānau family-friendly way. Able to make these sequences, MRI tests that we do really, really short, because we knew that with some people, they're a little bit claustrophobic or afraid of going in an MRI machine, trying to make sure that people feel comfortable. And the sequences are really short, so it's also possible for children as well.
Just a little bit more around ADHD, because at times we have some real energetic kids, and that may be just their energy, their natural energy, but at times we do recognise that some do have a little bit more of a special need. How much of the statistics for ADHD within Aotearoa? Do you have anything to share around that?
So New Zealand, I think, has very similar statistics for ADHD diagnosis. It's somewhere between 5 to 10% of the population. So you're right, there are lots of people out there with lots of different energy, necessarily ADHD, but they may have some overlapping symptoms. So what we're trying to do is really narrow early on so that the help they need and diagnosis they need early in their life, rather than leading it to later, because we're seeing a lot of adult diagnosis occurring.
This brain scanning project, what really led to this? Are there any similar types of needs that we are using these brain scanning projects to identify or diagnose other issues that are similar to ADHD?
So MRI has been used for lots of different types of brain conditions. And internationally, people have things like, for example, brain dementia. There's also research work that goes on people have traumatic brain injury. In terms of things like ADHD, what really excited us with ADHD tend to present more fidgeting symptoms, and fidget a lot. And we were trying to think, while fidgeting, did it actually change the way their brain activates? And so this is actually what got us involved a few years ago. And we actually came across a sequence that allowed us to see that fidgeting actually helps the brain, especially those with people with ADHD. So this is where it all started from.
Yeah, we've been seeing more docos with things like the Rubik's Cube, and even just the kids are really been getting into the trend of the push button little fidgety toys are out there, and also the fidget spinners over time. So it's really hard at times. You'll see ones who just constantly got them, but sometimes it's simply a trend.
Right there. There's been a lot of interest in these fidget gadgets and fidget spinners, but there hasn't really been a lot of science behind it. And what we're actually trying to see now is whether or not it actually is beneficial. And we are seeing in the first instances that it's actually providing some kind of benefit to their concentration. So people may actually be fidgeting for a purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. And coming back to the whole project itself, what are some of the highlights or some of the other things that you have learned during this project that have not recently been found in regards to ADHD?
Well, we are doing a number of different MRI sequences in the brain. So we're not just doing one. We're also looking at the geometry of the brain, the structure of the brain, also the chemical signature makeup of the brain using different MRI signatures. And what we're finding out is that people with ADHD actually present quite varied process spectrum. So we think it might actually not actually just be one particular presentation. It may actually be like a multiple modality presentation. So we're trying to see if we capture different sequences, we can capture the unique varied nature of ADHD, because it's actually quite distinct and different for individuals.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was thinking of that, you know, once the diagnosis has been made, this might not be in your area yet in regards to the project, but what are some of the follow-ups in regards to the diagnosis?
So once, I guess, a psychiatrist or a clinician is able to diagnose you, you're then able to be, you know, prescribed, you know, a series of, I suppose, milestones that you can reach and help you get through and improve your performance. And for example, for some people, it may actually just be they need some extra teaching assistance at school. And for other people, it may be they're prescribed a particular medication. But once they have that actual diagnosis, they can actually be prescribed those things a lot quicker and a lot sooner, which is actually where we're trying to get to.
And finally, just touching back on what you said about a whānau-orientated project, how has that gone so far? And are you able to elaborate on what that means?
So what that means is that we've had some town halls, some hui's, local community down in Gisborne, and that's how we actually reach out and get people who have ADHD to volunteer. But it's also how we reach out and communicate our findings and our information to the general community, because we want to give something back to the community as well. But we also have a very strong iwi connection. So some of our researchers are actually local Gisborne Māori researchers, and they're actually reaching out to the harder to connect to communities and basically making it easier and explaining things in a way that they feel comfortable about and bringing them into the project as well. So we're putting the scanner up, you know, outside normal of hours. We're trying to make sure that, you know, when they come in, they feel comfortable. We provide, you know, suitable koha to make sure it's feasible for them to come into the studies, because you want this truly to be a really diverse community participating in this project.
Man, that sounds awesome. Do you have any extra information that you would like to share with the whānau up here in Te Tai Tukiro, maybe?
So, you know, ultimately we're trying to make this a nationwide study as well. So it's starting off in Gisborne, and ultimately we're trying to be reaching out to communities across New Zealand and hopefully having this in MRI centres across New Zealand. So we're really trying to build, a really centric Aotearoa-centric ADHD atlas brain. So stay tuned, because this is just starting and it's going to happen over the next 3 years.
Well, definitely looking forward to hearing more about it, to really hear that projects like this are in place to be able to assist our whānau to not only diagnose it, but also just to get a bit of peace of mind about where to from here. So appreciate all your kōrero, Justin. Nō reira, tāku kia koe I tēnei wā, kia mātāra, kia ora.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Ko Ahorangi Tūhono, Justin Fernandez tērā, tētahi o ngā pauako, i Waipapa Taumatarau, ara ko te whare wānanga o Tāmiki Makaurau, nānei kōrero e pāna ki tēnei o ngā kaupapa. Kia mōhio tiai mātou, hiaha tēnei mea te mate, Hoi no, mā ia o tātou, kia ruku hohonu ki tēnei o ngā tino kaupapa, hei tauawhi o mātou whanaunga, i pāmai tēnei o ngā tumamate, tēnei tētahi o ngā tino kaupapa. Hoi no e te whānau, mautonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te ika, iwa tukau mawhitu iratahi te iariri.